Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Rockridge School Board in special session on Wednesday night. They named a couple of new varsity coaches. We heard from Steve Disler taking over the football program. We talked to him Wednesday night. Ryan McDonald is taking over the girls basketball program. I think it would be unfair to say a brand new coach. We call him a new varsity coach, but familiar with the program, coaching at the junior high level. So this is kind of a good segue for you. So a little bit about what you've been doing with Rockridge basketball leading up to this varsity job.
Yeah, so obviously I've been coaching junior high for the last three seasons. Intend on pursuing that again this year until a point where it comes undesirable to try to do both varsity and junior high. I've been coaching youth basketball for a long time. I started in a very small program at the time that Rockridge had, and it was called a Bright Start. And through that, it was very fundamental, and it was no stealing, no block shots, none of that stuff. And I got invited to go see a tournament and play in a tournament, and I took a bunch of girls that have never been part of the competitive necessities that basketball offers, and I dropped them right on the court. And when I left that court, I told myself we needed to do something with our youth program. So I was fortunate enough to be able to talk with Strahan and Haley McDonald and Jay Bazzari and myself and kind of got really started with the youth more than anything and trying to beef that program up. I think the very first year we might have had one team that was doing something other than I guess just fundamental things. We had a girls in the Blackhawk League now, and you know, it's been a quick 3.5-4 years, but I'm really happy to say that our youth numbers are climbing like crazy. This year we had 2 third grade groups, a fourth grade team, 2 fifth grade groups, and would have absolutely had 2 sixth grade groups had we not had to have the necessity to bring some of the sixth graders up to junior high ball. So, as my daughter approached seventh grade is when I was contacted by Coach Strahan to come in and help out with seventh grade. And I can't thank him enough for giving me that opportunity. It was amazing. The first year I coached, I got to sit along the helm with Jay Bazzari. Taught me a ton. Great guy. Kept me sane the whole year. And obviously the second year we made the flip to IESA. So that's when Coach Strahan came down himself and coached the eighth grade. And I got to sit right alongside of him for 2 years and help with this program and help with coaching. And learned a ton from that guy. Not just of the game, but strategies of coaching and coaching antics and things like that. I've had the pleasure of being able to kind of step in every once in a while during the summer activities and help coach JV. So I'm really, really familiar with the group of girls we have coming and the group of girls we have currently, and pretty familiar with what we can do with this group.
Yeah, and it's interesting, what you talk about, at the youth level and trying to find the balance now, because I look at the way girl sports are now with a lot of the travel stuff, and I'm not just talking about softball. Volleyball is a big travel thing, trying to get the basketball to work with the equation. So there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle to try and make this thing work. And then I know the other thing you were telling me off the air, trying to assemble a coaching staff. Now the way the IESA schedule works now is basically girls basketball is the first sport out of summer break. You play it basically in September and October, and then that transitions into the high school girls basketball season, which does allow you, if you want to do it, to coach at the IESA level and then segue into the regular girls high school basketball level. But, I mean, there's, you just kind of elaborated on that a little bit. There's a lot of factors in play now dealing with, I guess, girls basketball.
Yeah. So that's part of what is so appealing about this position and this group of girls we have. I mean, I'm not sure you'll find a group of girls that work this hard on and off the court on several different sports. I mean, we have girls that they'll play softball all summer long. They'll run from that. They'll come right to a volleyball open gym, or they'll lift weights in the morning and go right to their pitching lessons. And they'll, it's 2 to 3 times a day. And these girls are some of the hardest workers I've met, and they're very smart academically it's just a great group to be around.
So you look ahead to the 2019-2020 season. I know we're really starting to kind of wind. When you talk about summer, I mean, basically, you know, most of the basketball stuff is done in June, and then basically you get ready for the season come late October or early November. So what are some of the things that you do between now and then? I assume you've been doing little work in the background prior to becoming the official head coach because you've been involved at the junior high level.
Yeah, obviously this summer was a little different, a little limbo for the girls, not knowing exactly 100% sure what was going to be going on. Scott Daly reached out to some staff members of the Augustana girls basketball team and brought in a good group of girls that helped out with a summer camp. And, you know, that's probably one of the hardest things is not being an employee of the school and having that summer schedule and you know, being able to have that same schedule the girls have. But, you know, I was able to sneak in and one day and watch camp, and it was amazing to me to watch some of the girls that, you know, that had different roles last year and how they stepped into their roles this year. It was fun to just sit and watch that and watch them develop and watch their attitudes during the camp. You know, in the varsity level, you know, we bring back one senior and we bring back four juniors. And two of those juniors had shoulder injuries last year and missed a fair amount of their team. So at the varsity level, you know, we were a little thin this summer, so we didn't get a chance to really compete in any leagues and do that kind of thing. I was able to take a group of JV over to the Erie tournament here a couple weeks back. Had a great time, played some fantastic basketball, you know, went 4-0 there. So, you know, that was great to see. I've had a consistent group of 10 to 12 girls come and work in these hot gyms every you know, twice a week throughout the summer. So we're working. It's a process, but we're working.
All right. Good to visit with Ryan McDonald. I know we'll talk to him a bunch more as the girls' high school basketball season approaches, and that'll be here before you know it. Once the first day of school opens, then you really start to that calendar quickly moves ahead and before you know it, like we said, we'll be playing girls' high school basketball. Coach, congratulations on the new gig. We'll look forward to working with you come fall.
Thanks a lot, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Ryan McDonald, the new girls' basketball coach at Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ.